It's way too early. Everything's dark, but that probably doesn't help to tell you how early it is, because it's winter. For all you know, it could be 4:30 in the afternoon, because it looks the same. Except I'm wrapped up in my bed. And even though I act like an old lady a lot of the time, I'm not old enough that I go to bed at 4:30. Crinkly sheets probably doesn't sound that alluring, but they're nice. They're like crisp. Crisp is a better word than crinkly. Maybe. I don't know. But you, sir, you are not doing your job. Oh my goodness. You should be here. Because no matter how much I roll in the edge of the comforter into like this little sausage is what came to mind. I'm not calling you a sausage. And I'm also not trying to make the comforter into a different sausage. How do I redeem myself now? Fuck. Something about mornings. Or really late at night. When you're almost more honest than you are when you're drunk. Make as much sense as when you're drunk too, but I don't care. I keep switching from talking about you and all your wonderful self to this universal general you. And probably really confusing, so I'll go back to talking about you. You lying in my bed next to me. Lying right next to me. So against your side, kind of on your chest. And you can feel the slight tickle of my breath. You'd feel it lengthen and slow down every time that your fingertips caress my side, the small of my back. Just as I'm about to fall asleep again, you'd kiss the top of my head, and I'd nuzzle into your chest, and your hand would travel down to cup my ass. Start to press my hips into you. And you'd give my ass a squeeze and then run your finger on the backs of my thighs. And I'd squirm just a little bit and let out gentle moans, 'cause I'd be walking that tightrope and feeling really good and tickling. And every time your fingers make their way up and down, you'd start to inch closer and closer between my thighs. You notice the little circles that my hips are making, trying to inconspicuously lead your fingers to the promised land. And you'd want to tease me a little bit. But you also recognize it's way too early. Instead of putting in all that effort of denying me. Feel your wrist and your forearm press against my ass, and I'd feel all your fingers reach from behind. Gently stroke my cunt lips. And we could both feel my wetness starting. And meet your fingers, and you'd brush it along the outside of my lips, with the rest of your fingers, pressed against me. Until it parts my lips. Presses against my clit. Mm-hmm. My mouth and lips just moaning against your chest. And when I settle back down into you and you feel the weight of me. You'd... Oh, fuck. You'd slide your fingers out of me and drag your hand along my ass and up my back, and you'd leave that trail of wetness of my cum all along me, and then you'd put your fingers in your mouth and you'd taste me. Fall back asleep because it's still fucking dark.